Do you want to introduce yourself, Sammy?
100%. I'm Savvy. Originally from Southeast London, you know, Greenwich, Blackie, rap. I'm here and currently in Upton, Northampton, representing NN. And yeah, bring you the vibes of soul, hip hop, and R&B and gospel to your vibrations, to your ear. That's me.
Interesting.
So today in the podcast, we're going to be asking a few questions about like how you got into your music career, how it all went off.
Yeah.
So. Let's ask you some questions.
Let's go.
Sorry, we're just getting the questions up. What led you to purchase a career in music production?
Music production. So, funny enough, my career started off as a producer in 2016. I left my previous job where I was working as part of like an IT role. And I basically took a break and I focused on making music. I wanted to get into production. I wanted to get into learning how to make my own beats. The long-term goal is to become the artist and become someone that can actually release records by myself and make music for the masses. So the reason was that I just love music and I've always had a craving to make music. And again, production's one element of it, but I do a lot more stuff than just production. I'm actually a full-blown artist right now, so yeah.
I love that. Can you describe your typical workflow when starting a new project?
Ooh, what a question. You know what it is? That my workflow has definitely evolved over time. So I think at one point I was very much like very methodical, and I liked to listen to the beat. Let's say I'm writing a song, I'd take the beat in and write ideas and concepts and build the lyrics out from there. Nowadays, it's just that because I've become so accustomed to how to work and how to make great music, I just make it like that now. Some songs come to me in minutes, some songs come to me in hours and days. It just that depends on the vibe, it depends on how I'm feeling, yeah. And depends on what I want to say in that track. So that's kind of it. My workflow's definitely evolved, but it's still a work in progress as well.
Yeah.
Can you walk us through your creative process when starting a new track?
Okay, yeah. So if it's a new track for like right now today, I would listen to some beats that from my favorite producers and see what the most recent stuff are. Whether that's on YouTube, whether that's in the private DMs, whether that's on email, etc. I'd be the shout out to producers and hustling. So I definitely would reach out to them, their stuff, and just take it in. And then a favorite sound that resonates with my mood and energy at the time, I would go with that track. If I'm feeling down, maybe a more soulful track. If I'm feeling more up, maybe an Afrobeat track, Afro gospel. It just depends on how things are, the vibe at the time. And then when I get the track, I will just basically just start creating the idea, putting into motion the idea. So what's the concept, the idea? And then the lyrics come to me. I think when I try to dive into lyrics straight away, I don't get a full grasp of what I'm actually talking about. It's like going to conversation without knowing what you're talking about. You just be waffling. So yeah. You want to make sure you know what you're talking about, so the writing process becomes easier for you to process, for you to materialize. And that's how I get to my process, is that kind of beats, song idea, and then lyrics, and that's it.
Yeah.
How do you approach collaborations with artists?
How do I approach collaborations with artists? So I guess with that kind of, that would comes down to two things. Comes down to what I want from an artist and what the artist needs from me. You know what I mean? So what I want from the artist is almost like, I need to make a song that's got this kind of particular sound or energy, and I need something else to add to it. So I'll analyze a track, see what fits to somebody's style based on their music collection or their type of sound or their catalogue, and I reach out to them. And ultimately, they need to understand what it means to them as well. What do they want from me? So I need to understand what they would benefit out of that collaboration. So it's a two-part process. You can't just go into this collaboration thinking that you're going to be the only person that wins. Everyone has to win that process, you know what I mean? So you have to analyze both sides. And that's my approach, is me, what I need, and what they need as well. And that's it. Simple as that. They make it happen, they make the magic happen.
Take
your time, it's all good.
Can you share a memorable experience you've had while producing a song?
Memorable experience while producing a song? Okay, this is going to be quite mad for you to hear, but there was a time where I was going for a lot in my life, a very, very difficult time. This was actually quite recently in my new house. I got like a little studio in my house, so I get things set up and get busy, get active. And basically, yeah, I was going through a tough time, and I woke up at 4 a.m. I was basically in a pretty bad situation mentally, and a song came into my email. Randall Song gave us an email, and, I remember the name of the song was called The Story of Player One. That's the name of the beat. And that beat was 11 minutes and 45 seconds long. It was 11 minutes and 45 seconds long, that beat. And I literally wrote to that beat in 5 hours. I was such in a crazy state. I sat at my table. I wrote an 11-minute song in 5 hours, a couple of water breaks, a couple of times in there. But I just didn't. I was just writing. The words were just coming out. The emotion was just pouring out onto that track. So that's probably the most memorable experience. That's probably the most surreal. I didn't think I'd ever write an 11-minute song in my life. And I actually did. So, yeah.
So would you say that you're in your music is like based on your feelings, what's going on, it's coming from the soul, like
100%, yeah. I think there's, you can always talk this about you want to write it for, you want to write to make the bag and make the money, but for me it always comes from a place of meaning and a place of authenticity and a place of like where there's a true origin to where my intentions, my music. Yeah. I always want to reach to touch people and create realistic situations out of music and let people hear the music be like, you know what, this is a vibe, but also I hear what he's saying. Like, I still go through this. I still go through these real life situations, you know what I mean? And that's something that I wanted to make as transparent as possible in music, because I don't want that to get lost in the whole source. I want people to understand it's a vibe and it's also a message as well.
How would you tell like a younger person if they came to you and like asked for advice on like starting a career like with music, how would you tell them to build that up?
You know, it's a question I get asked a lot of the time, and I always find, for like every time I answer it, I've got different answers, depends on how I'm feeling. But right now I think the key is, when it comes to young people, is that you have to just start looking for the why. Like, why do you want to do music? What is your long-term goal? What do you want to get out of music? Is it the money? Is it the cars? Is it the girls? Yeah. Or is it the messages and the impact? Is it a story? What is your goal in music? Because that shapes everything. That shapes absolutely everything. You cannot start anything without a why. And this, and every true, there's a lot of fake out there, but a lot of true gurus out there will tell you that you cannot do stuff without a why. And it's as simple as that. And I also tell the young person, because they're young and they're not my age, I'll tell them, enjoy what you do. Like, actually get in the studio, you make your artist. This is for artists, it's not for any of our creative artists. Get in the studio, mix with friends, get creating, get writing, get mixing the right people, and get talking to the right people, and build a team and a family in music. You know what I mean? Because those are the people that might invest in you down the line. You may grow with every empire starts with a stone, you know what I mean? So build your team from the ground up, but also as a young person, enjoy the process as well.
How do you handle creative differences with artists during a project?
Creative differences. So do you mean like disagreements, or that comes in the process. I think you have to understand that music is a very creative and very interlinked process. People have different thoughts and ideas and emotions when it comes to creating art. That's what art is. Art is different thoughts on different ideas on canvases, right? So how I'd manage it is that I would just understand where they're coming from and what the idea is and why they feel a certain kind of way with a particular approach. And I'd try to contemplate. I'd try to negotiate, try to understand, okay, how can we make this work together? And what can we get out of this together? What's the overall goal of this? Because you can always go back and forth on stuff, but if you don't actually actualize your ideas together, you're just going to keep on going, you're going to keep on clashing. And the worst part about that is that it creates like a negative connotation. You just keep doing the same stuff over and over again. So it's good to create a, have that conversation, understand the different perspectives and come together.
How do you stay current with industry trends and evolving sounds?
Ooh. You see, that's a good question. You know what it is? I'm a bit of a rebel when it comes to that question. I like to be different. I like to be aware of what's going on in the industry and understand the trends and the vibes at the current time. But also like to understand that I've still got my own mission in place. And I feel like, rather than copy the trend, it's good to set the trend and be the trend, you know what I mean? And be the next wave. Because a lot of people are doing the same stuff everywhere all the time.
Yeah.
So it's good to stand out in your own way. But at the same time, part of the game is that I've always been told that sometimes for you to change the game, you need to play the game. So I do understand that as well. So while I'm also up to date with current trends, I also work to build my own trend as well at the same time. So it's like a concurrent thing at the same time. I do, basically together. So that's what I'd say. Yeah. To, yeah.
What do you enjoy most about working in the music?
Working in industry, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all good, yeah. That's all good. So in the music industry, I think it's just meeting new creatives and meeting sparks in the industry, people that are young, people that are old, people that are, have different thoughts and ideas and ambitions, and seeing what they like to do, their sounds. And just, I think the best part of me, the best part of music is sharing your gift with people that really care about your gift, whether that's your fans, whether that's your family, whether that's your, whether that's the creators you work with. Then nothing beats me going to another genre like rock and roll, or to like EDM, and just having like a hip hop EDM collaboration, or having like a jazz infused soul thing. Like, people, that collaboration is what makes music worth it. You know, I mean, you do music to build your own thing, but also to create art, the things they may not have expected when you first started your career. So that's the goal, but also just to build your fans and build a family of fans around you as well.
Can you talk about a time when a project didn't go as planned, and what did you learn from it?
Right. caught me off guard there. Project didn't go as planned. So when you say project, does it mean music project? It can be like a show, an event, or anything?
Music
project. I would say then probably my debut EP, my debut project, Notes to Self. I had plans to release it in a certain time of January, but I just couldn't mix a project down. I was mixing a project down so many times, I just didn't like it. This is the time I first released anything to platforms. I had no idea about really the level of mix and mastering I needed to get to release a quality product. So I kept on mixing and mastering it, just didn't like it, kept doing it over and over again. I didn't have the skills or the team to, or even the network to even improve it. So I kept on trying over and over again. And eventually I just gave up, and basically, yeah, I went ahead of it. I went ahead of just releasing as it is, and that was it. So that thing, it didn't go as planned, but obviously I don't regret releasing it the way it was, because it made me better to the person I am today.
Yeah. Looking back, what would you tell yourself about the music industry?
Looking back, I was to tell my younger self about the industry. I would say that, obviously, I understand the podcast, I'm also going to keep it as respectable as possible. But the industry, I would say definitely be careful, be wary, and be yourself. Don't let the industry change you. The industry try and shape you into this person that you're not sometimes, and turn you into an animal that you never thought you'd be. But a lot of the time, you have to just keep true to who you are, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm reconnecting to the roots right now. I'm reconnecting to my old stuff, my old music, and trying to understand what motivated me to become the person I am today. So I tell my younger self, be you, continue to be creative, continue to be pure.
How do you stay inspired and avoid creative burnout?
How do I stay inspired and avoid creative burnout? God. As simple as that.
Amen.
That is my source. That is my source of ideas. He's Alpha Omega. So I look at God as like, just a source of all my ideas. Like, you know, I look at the world through his lens. You know what I mean? I don't look at the world through what I interpret it as. I just see it from a neutral perspective, another perspective. But obviously, I try to be creative as well. I try to be in different environments at times, which I'm meeting new people, try to be around different energies and different collaborating in different spaces.
Would you say you're like a social person?
100%, yeah. But I think I've got two sides. I've got a side to me that can be very distant for like months. I can just disappear and not talk to anyone. Yeah. I've done that before. People are like, what the hell is this guy on? And I can't be a person that's there all the time and in the room having a good time and socializing. So it just depends on the mood, depends on my vibe. I think because of me, I think introvert extrovert personality to me is definitely something that's aided me in my music and made me become a better person, understanding the power in being by myself and being with people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We'll have like a little funky question here.
Uh-oh.
If you could work with an artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's juicy. That's a juicy one. There's so many. Can I do dead and alive? One dead, one alive.
Go on.
So rest in peace, obviously. For dead, I would definitely say it's a tight one. I think it's a tight one between Biggie and MJ, I'd say.
Biggie and MJ.
Yeah, I think definitely those. I think MJ for the melodic and Biggie for the rap. I think that's definitely what I'd... I think me and MJ would have made some serious heat. 100%, some serious heat. But me and Biggie would also make some serious heat as well. So those two for dead. And if for alive, I'd definitely say right now, the guy I want to work with right now alive is J. Cole, 100%.
J. Cole, yeah.
He's really good. He is the guy. He is the man.
The goat, indeed.
What trends do you see emerging in the music industry right now?
What trends? There's a lot going on right now. Obviously, the emergence of TikTok, you know, all these things right now, the industry's changing, the way the game is changing in terms of like how people consume music. And now, before, back in the day, you had to buy albums and CDs in stores, right? You had to buy vinyls, you had to go to all these places to get music. Nowadays, you can literally get music, on your phone. You pay $9.99 a month, you got like access to 100 minutes of songs a month. Oh yeah, watch how I'm going to put it. So, and even a fun stat is that there's 100,000 songs uploaded to Spotify each day. We didn't know that. So music is constantly evolving, constantly getting released, constantly getting saturated. So the trends are that people are just taking music differently in, and you have to be more aware of all the sources where people get music from and be up to date. I understand you have to be a part of an evolving game and you have to adapt to it. But also I'm seeing as well is that there's more opportunities for artists that are not as locked into the gatekeepers in the game to really break through in music and try to get their songs out there. So it's a very interesting game, and there's a lot more than meets the eye with the industry. So yeah, that's what I'd say.
What are your plans for the future in the music industry?
Oh, what's everyone's plan? What's every artist's plan? We're just trying to make it, right? We're trying to blow up. We're trying to do our thing. But I mean, I'll be honest with you, it's more than just blowing up. For me, I feel like I've got big plans in the creative industry, not just the music industry. Like when I was younger, I was an actor. I used to do musical theatre. I've always been into art. I've always been into drawing. I've always been into things outside of music and poetry. So I have many lanes I want to get into outside of music. But music itself, the goal is to become the greatest artist of all time, one of the greatest artists of all time from the UK at least. So, and that goal will never change.
How do you approach marketing your music?
How do I approach marketing my music? So that's probably a whole hour podcast, maybe plus. But I'd say my key approach to marketing is the obvious. What you got to do it two ways. You got to produce. You got to market when the music's been heard, when the music's not been heard. You know what I mean? Or where it doesn't appear the music's not been heard. So by that I mean like you got to look at places where Instagram, Spotify, all these platforms, Spotify, Instagram, all these DSPs, that's what they call it. Like Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, they're the ones that will have your music played to masses on the internet and online. But in actual reality, you need to get to shows, you need to get to networking events, you need to get to sync licensing. There's so many ways to market your music to places that you might think needs people to listen to and areas where they might not be listening to. So there's so many areas, and that probably requires a lot more time to go through. But that's the overview. There's a lot of places I've marketed my music to, yeah.
Yeah. What's the best piece of advice you received from another industry professional?
The best piece of advice from another industry professional? That's a good question. I would say the best piece of advice I received from a friend who was my friend producer. He's a producer who's my friend. He just told me, always plan and always appreciate the plan and invest in the plan. So, like, in some sense, that means that, like, if you make a plan for music, follow through with it, but also don't double down. Don't give up on that plan. Let see through the plan, get the results, and then from that results, make another plan and try to improve on the next plan. But don't give up on a plan before you've seen it through. Like, see it through and go from there. So that's the best bit. I mean, that's taught me to be a bit more patient in my plans and invest more into it.
Yeah. How do you stay motivated during long recording sessions?
I tend not to keep my recording sessions that long. I tend to have regular breaks. When I do have long sessions, I go back to the previous question you asked, why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I want to make great music, right? So I go back to my why, get back in business again, I get back in emotion, I say, you know what, I'm doing this because I love music, boom, boom, and that rewrites me, that revitalizes me. And also, what track am I working on? You know, what's the story there? Well, the story is interesting and it's hard to do. That means it's a track that's probably worth making. The more I struggle with a track, the more intrigued I am to get over the line and get it done, right? So that's the way I see it, yeah.
What country would you like to perform in? Ooh. Like, let's say if you got offered to go in a different country, where would you want to go?
I'd say North Pole. I'm joking. I would say country I'd like to perform in, I would definitely say I'd love to do a show in South Africa, 100%. I'd love to do a show in Brazil, 100%. And obviously Nigeria, my hometown. I'd love to go there and do some Afro gospel songs there for sure. So that's why I'd say Brazil. Anyway, Brazil, I'd say South Africa. It's just a country, it's Brazil, South Africa, and Nigeria, I'd say, yeah. outside the UK. Sorry. Go, yeah.
In the future, do you see yourself travelling the world to produce your music? Or
yeah, 100%. I love to go around to different continents, different places, and to touch people, different people, and grow my audience, grow my fan base. I know I've got fan bases around in like Finland right now. I've got fan bases in America, around America. People love my sound. So I know there's places that when it comes with time and investment, and right now I'm with a fantastic label right now, it's going to help me push it. I'm going to get to places where I'll probably dream of. You know what I mean? I know I've always said to myself, I'd love to travel the world one day, but I've never actually had the opportunity to do it. Like, I've been so busy with work and stuff. I think what music will allow me to do, if I do making music, is that I can travel the world through music, and that's like a beautiful end to a story, to the fairy tale. So that's the goal, to travel the world through music, right? So that's the goal.
What's your favourite part of the music production process?
Favourite part of the music production process? I think it's just like when you find an idea and it just clicks and it just sticks with you. Like you feel like, damn, like I made this idea. It was a gamble. I made this song melody and it just sounds good. And when it sounds good, you feel great. So that's why I'd say the best part is.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about coming to see us today? How do you think about the whole interview?
I think this podcast is absolutely terrible. I'm joking. I think you guys are amazing. You guys are...
I think everyone's a bit on edge. So I think there could have been a better podcast.
You guys are absolutely chill. I love the vibe. I love the environment. I love the fact this is like an up and coming. This is like a beginning. This is like, you're going to look back at this like maybe 10 years time, be like, wow, look how far I've come. I'm a much better speaker, much better guest. I've got much better experience. This is like a beginning. This is like your phase to learn and grow. So I love being part of that. I love being part of these seeds when it comes to planting seeds in the ground. I love being part of that process. But me right now, I'm very happy to be here. I'm very excited to be here. And I'm really privileged that you brought me on. Thank you so much. We appreciate it, genuinely.
Thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. And
we appreciate it a lot.
Of course.
Turning
of
course. Up.
just stream Spark the Fire, stream
and
all my songs.
You
savvy,
could come
yeah?
back anytime you want
of
and
course.
Feed, like,
where
keep
can,
us feedback.
Feedback, yeah. A lot of feedback I'm going to give you. I'll be honest with you. But, you know, we'll get there eventually, right? We'll get there eventually. So.
Have you got any? Where can we find you? Where can our people find you? Your socials?
So I'm easy to find. You know, I mean, just type into Google SAVVIE, tech savvy with an IE instead of a Y, so savvy. And I'm everywhere, and I'm growing. I'm UK's next one on the way, but I'm humble at the same time. And that's it. That's where you can find me on anywhere on Google.
Any upcoming events?
I've got like songs coming out very soon, but I'm keeping things low key and working towards a birthday show and a March show next year. So yeah, that's all in motion, but no official dates in place yet.
Finally, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No. I'm really enjoyed this process. I'm thankful you brought me on the show, and thank you for having me.
Hopefully, we can do another podcast, a better one when we're all a bit more focused.
Nah, it's all good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you for real. Hey.
Evolve the mic, I try, you try. We vibe, no lullaby. I spark the fight, we run the night. On every side. Evolve the mic, I try, you try. We vibe, no lullaby. I spark the fight, we run the night. On every side, yeah. On every side. I don't need no competition, I don't need no fantasy. I don't need your compilation, I don't need calamity. I've been praying daily, my life needs more divinity.